Simon Chafei, Sif Zayin. The Mechaber tells us Yivarech lohaniach v'komatz tachas ahei v'lo pasach v'dagish. It's not lehaniach, for those who speak Ashkenazi, it's lehaniach. I should point out that lehaniach means to put it there. Like lehaniach bracha v'secha. But lehaniach means like you're leaving it. Like achichem ha'echad hanichu iti. So where the bracha is to place the tefillin, to leave them there. So therefore we say lehaniach. And likewise, the bracha on the Shel Rosh is al mitzvahs tefillin, not al mitzvos tefillin. The kavana of that bracha is on the Shel Rosh. A person would only be miniach tefillin shel yad, for example, he doesn't have it, tefillin shel Rosh. He doesn't say that bracha. So therefore, it's al mitzvahs tefillin, not al mitzvos tefillin. Okay. Says the Mechaber of Ches, Kol mitzvos b'varech aleihen over lasiyasan. Perush kodem, over means before. V'yavar zakushi perush ratz v'hiktim lefanu.
Which
sif ches. Simon chafei sif ches. Kol mitzvos b'varech aleihen over lasiyasan. You say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. This is a general principle. All b'chas mitzvos, you know, almost all, let's say, it could be, you know, tefillas ger, he's not Jewish, so it could be that Ashkenazi women also say the bracha on tefillah after, you know, they go into the mikvah. Almost all mitzvahs you say, because of mitzvah, you say, over the siyasin. You put the tefillin on your hand. Thank you for the... So you take the tefillin, you put them on your hand. This is the Shel Rosh over here. Place it in the right place, you say the bracha and then tighten it. So you don't say it when it's in your hand. That would be, let's say, the comes over the over. And you don't say the bracha once you already tightened it. You put it on your arm in the right place, then you say the bracha over lasias. Okay. No, if you say I already tightened it, you can still say the bracha while it's on you. You're continuously doing the mitzvah, so you can say the bracha even in that. Okay. The Shel Rosh kodem shemahad ko v'rosho. By the Shel Rosh, we don't make the kesher every time. Make the kesher every time you put on. We just tighten the ritzua. We say the bracha before you tighten it, and then you tighten it, and then you say baruch shem afterwards. The Shur points out here in Sifkat Lechav Zayin that in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, so you have to make sure that you put your kippah back on before you say the bracha. We're not supposed to say a bracha Sheshem Hashem without a kippah. So if you took off your kippah when you're putting the Tefillin Shel Rosh on, you have to make sure you put it back on before you say the brach. Fine. Right. Test. Also, la'asik v'divor v'in Tefillin Shel Yad v'Tefillin Shel Rosh v'hivsik v'varech al Shel Rosh al mitzvah tefillin. So the Mechaber is working with the assumption he's saying only one bracha, la'aniach, on both. We know that Ashkenazim say two brachas. So according to the Mechaber, if you'd only say one, when you don't have a hafsik, when you do a hafsik, you have to say a second bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. The Ramah says, "Well, didah, the nohagim levarech two brachos, af im loy hafsik." We always say two brachos. So lachzor levarech al shel rosh lahaniach v'gam al mitzvahs. You say two brachos, meaning if you did a hafsik, you'd have to say two brachos on the shel rosh, lahaniach and al mitzvahs, and that's what the Ramah says. The Achronim point out that in this case it's probably better to move the Shel Yad a little bit before you say the bracha of Lahaniach. But basically what emerges is that the bracha of Lahaniach works for both, even for Ashkenazi. It's not like we hold Lahaniach Shel Yad and Al Mitzvah Shel Rosh. We hold Lahaniach on both. And the Shel Rosh is an extra bracha of all mitzvahs. Why would you need a special bracha on the Shel Rosh? So the Rav has a very nice idea where he argues that the tefillin isn't just a mitzvah, but it affects your personality. You know, you're a kachafta de lo manach tefillin, when you put on tefillin, you're a kachafta de manach tefillin, and it affects your halachic significance to it, and therefore you're saying the bracha, the chalos of being a kachafta de manach tefillin. Just like by, let's say, Mila, where you have the bracha of ala Mila, and then there's other bracha for lachniso, which is like a chalos of being mahal. So that's the second bracha, even though it could be it's not a bracha's a mitzvah, but either way, if you assume it is, it's like on the chalos. So, at the end of the day, a person who's mafsik between the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, has to say a second bracha according to brachas, and it's better to move the shel yad, say the bracha, and put it back on. But for Svardim, they would say just the al mitzvah tefillin.
Two quick questions. Number one is, somebody who unfortunately, let's say they break their arm, they're not able to put on tefillin shel yad,
right.
So they just put on the shel rosh and they make two brachas. That's really.
Yeah.
That same time idea that we say.
Yeah, if you don't have a tefillin shel yad or you don't have a yad and a chol yitzlan, so then you say two brachas on the shel rosh.
And I just saw the Mishnah Berurah says that let's say somebody's putting on tefillin on chol moed or doing, like,
Rebbeinu Tam, right? This is not Rebbeinu Tam here, but if you brought the other pair, it would be Rebbeinu Tam. So the idea of not being masked in Tzvon Shal Yad, Tzvon Shal Rosh, is true not only when you have a problem of a hefsek by brachas. So, for example, people don't say a bracha on Tzvon Shal Rebbeinu Tam. You asked me last week about that, right? I don't know if I didn't see anybody who says Yishav Kavan. I don't know if it helps because it's so much before. But we don't say a bracha on tefillin. People who wear tefillin chalamoy don't say a bracha. And people generally, I mean, there's some hardcore yekis who say a bracha, but most people in Chosar's wear tefillin do without a bracha. And likewise, Rebbe Yitam, people who wear Rebbe Yitam tefillin don't say a bracha. So there too, you shouldn't be mafsik. There's the Indian offering mafsik irrespective of the question of the bracha. It's just that there's some type of connection between these mitzvos, tzvon shel yad, you try not to be mafsik. Now there is a big discussion. Just one second. So it's a couple of bays. It's interesting. He says if you spoke between the Shalyad and Shal Rosh, for Ashkenazi, you should move the Shalyad and then tighten it and then say the bracha. It's interesting. I would have thought that you should move it out of place, say the bracha laniach, and then tighten it. He says you should move out of place, tighten it, say the bracha laniach, and al mitzvah is on the Shalyad and Shal Rosh. Anyway, the Maisa. What's very nagei l'maisa is whether or not you should pull down your sleeve or even the krichos we'll see soon. So if you want to might with a hefsek, so there's a question to what extent should you be careful not to be mafsik with anything between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. I think the minhag is to kiss your tefillin. These are all discussions. Maybe you shouldn't kiss the tefillin shel rosh because kissing is like a hefsek. Maybe you should take your tefillin shel rosh out first, have it ready. Or maybe you shouldn't pull down your sleeve. I think the minhag all of us do all these things. You pull down your sleeve and you do the krichos. Kiss is not that careful. Yeah. Yeah, they're all for the sake of the mitzvah. I don't think you should give tztaka to an ani. Even if you're not being mafsik b'dibur, you shouldn't do other things. But these are all for the purpose of the mitzvah, tefillin shel yad, and then covered for the mitzvah, tefillin shel rosh. You kiss it. So therefore, our minhag is not to be concerned about that, but there are debates about all these things.
That's
all on number 37. Okay, weiter, Sifyut. If you did, were mafsik, the verse says, if you're mafsik, you're chozer me'ochre me'ochama. It seems like, it's an avera that's worthy of making you come back from war. So it's unclear if that means it's like a very chamor avera, or that no, to be in the army, you have to be mamash tzadik gomor. So even if you do the small avera, you spoke in tefillin l'tefillin, so that makes you, gives you a p'tor from going to the army. In any case, you're not supposed to be sach. V'im sach, says the Mechaber, tzarech tefillin, ain't a chozul varech. If it was tzarech tefillin, you don't have to go back and say bracha. Im shama kadesh ha-kadusha b'in tefila shal yad, tefila shal rosh, shal yavsik l'anos al yimahem. If you heard kadesh ha-kadusha, you shouldn't answer. El ha-shozik v'shomeya, v'mechavim l'masha omrim, with the concept of shomeya ka'one. We have this also in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If you're like to hear Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're still davening in the Chazon Zeri Kedusha. So should you listen? Chalukos in the Rishonim, this should make only a problem in this case, because you might say, if it works, then it's a hafsik. So we say, no, you can have your aniyah and not have a hafsik, and it's not a stira. So to here, you should have kavana to be yotze, but not actually an answer. That if you did answer for Tzimam Tzigusha, even though the halacha, you answered Remeini Heshvi Rava, so you should only say Al Mitzvah, you shouldn't say Lahaniach. But there are other Achronim, Chayadim, Shalchan Rava, argue, so it's a debate. Likewise, if you said Amen to somebody else's bracha of Lahaniach Tfilin, is that called a Hefsik? So we all that you don't have to go back and say another bracha if you said Amen. Some hold you can even lechatchila say Amen, but we don't hold that way either. So basically, before you fill in Shalyad, you should be might to have sick as much as possible till it's filling Shalosh. Anything that's necessary, you know, for the mitzvah, you're allowed to do. Okay, fine. Let's continue here in Sifir Aleph. Achar shekashish Shalyad al zro yaniach Shalosh koinim sheyukro. After you put on the Shalyad. To put on shalrosh before you even do the krikos, before you wrap the rituas around your arm, again to might the hefsik. Vishvishomer shall also love to tefillah shalrosh miyatik ad shetiyat tefillah shalyad munachas. Some say you can't take out the tefillah shalrosh before you put on the tefillah shalyad. It's a question of eim avir al mitzvahs. We're not so concerned about this. We don't do it. The af im shneim lefan of chutz atik lo yitakin. Liftoach atfilah shel rosh anachas shenachas shalyad. Always have to put on the shalyad first. If you come to shalniach shalyad miyushav shel rosh muumad, this is a Sfardi minag of Pi Zohar. Even though the mob breaks it down, that you should sit down for the tefillah shalyad and stand up for the tefillah shel rosh. When this elu no hagukain ela shtein kram muumad, minag Ashkenaz is to put on the tefillah even tefillah shalyad miumad. Now, the Mishnah points out in Sifkat Lamechas that our minag is to wrap the krichos around our arm before we put on the shalrosh, because it strengthens the kshira. If you just do the kshira and you don't wrap it around your arms, it's going to fall off. So if we do, you know, all seven krichos before we put on the shalrosh. The common minag is not to do the krichos around the fingers, just do the seven, and then to put on the tefillah and shalrosh. The Rav thought that the krichos on the fingers are part of all part of one of mitzvah, and therefore it's based on early achronim, and he was makhid to do that. Of course, if you do that, you can't say the psukim v'arastich li l'olam, the psukim we say when you wrap the three times around the middle finger. So if you're going to, you know, do all of it, you don't say those psukim until the left.
What about wrapping around the hand just to keep it there?
Yeah, I think people wrap it around the arm. I don't know if it's any different, you know, wrapping. Some people like having their hand free so they can, you know, use their hand more easily. You know, so they wrap it around the end of the arm and then their hand is free. If you see the Chazan is about to say Kaddish, then you could not do all, you know, seven krichos. You could do one or two and put on the Tzvil Shalrosh in order to be able to answer.
That's okay,
isn't it? Yeah, you shouldn't do the krichas at all. So if you can make sure that it's going to be strong enough, it'll last. If you do two or three, you want to, you know, rush, it doesn't take so long, but if it's going to make a difference, the answer for Tvarish Vakdusha, you should do that. Shul Zaman has an interesting Hara. He says that if you didn't make it, and the Chazan saying Amen Yishirava, and you already put on the tefillin shel rosh, you said the bracha, you did the book shame. So he says you could say Heshvi Rava. Name, it's like after you say a bracha that might be bracha matal, you say baruch shem. So here we hold you have to say the bracha. I mean, to the latzeis, you know, they call it deas. We're to choshish for the day. We say baruch shem after the hizu. So he says, hey, shirab, it's the same idea. So you don't have to say baruch shem after.
And you wouldn't have to say baruch shem
after. Right, exactly. Exactly. You don't have to say it after. Mm-hmm. The Mishmur here, Simchat Mebez, is an interesting discussion. I'm not going to really go into it, but he talks about if you have a contradiction between halacha and Kabbalah, what do you do? It happens. There are certain stiras. So here too, Alpi Kabbalah, you should sit for the Sefenshal Yad, and Alpi Nigla, you should stand. So what do you do, and what is Kabbalah? Is Kabbalah only Zohar? Is Kabbalah also Kisvei Ari? So there's a big discussion in Poskim, how to look at, and Dishu has something on this also, how to look at, you know, the contradiction between halacha and Kabbalah. Very interesting discussion. The Mishabura is in Sefkat and Membez. Membez. 48 in Dish. Okay. Thank you. Yud Beis. Im Meniach Tefillin Kav Oyin B'Yom Tzarech Levarech Aleihem B'Kol Pa'am. If a person puts on Tefillin a number of times in one day, so you should say a brach every time. Now here's just a little bit of background. Really, the mitzvah of Tefillin is a mitzvah that's supposed to be performed all day. It's unclear if there's a special mitzvah to wear Tefillin once a day. We usually assume that to be halacha. Some achronim question that. But even if it's true that there's a mitzvah once a day, it seems like the minatorah, the chiyuv would be, you know, every day, all day. We don't do that. We don't do that for a number of reasons. The primary reason is that we don't have a guvnaki, and we're so concerned for the kedushas tefillin, so we say, put it on only during davening. Now, Rav Nevenzal argued that, well, davening doesn't just mean chakras, davening should mean mincha as well. And it's not his chiddush, there are others who held that way. It's not the prevalent minhag. The minhag in most places is to wear tefillin only for chakras. Some places they like have a halacha seder, some yeshivas have a halacha seder, they wear it for halacha seder. I saw many people doing that. I know there are some who say you should take it off before halacha seder. Why? Because we're so concerned if it's just tefillin, it's just like we don't wear it all day, you shouldn't wear it for halacha seder either, for those 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't know, I've seen many people do it, but you know, I can hear somebody saying, no, we don't want to, you know, part of it's like a policy thing, because then you have like people, the girl was famous for wanting people to wear tefillin all day. He said you should make small tefillin, and there's something about the old day, you know, and his talmidim also follow that, and some of them are upset about this change. They think that it's like breaking the minhag, even though it's clearly the right thing to do. It's just a question, once the minhag has became not that way, you know, is it, you know, you are, so if you're an issue, everybody does it, you know, or if you're a rabbi, so you can do it, but if you're just, nobody's doing it, so some people are against it. And some people say, no, it's a mitzvah, and they encourage their family to do it, and they think it's a wonderful thing, and you know, it's a great thing. So there are different approaches to this. It's hard to, you know, machria these things. You know, I like, you know, following what other people, like, you know, mainstream, like, you know, so mainstream is people don't. I agree you're missing on a mitzvah, you know, I'm jealous of people who wear tefillin all day, but I wouldn't do it just because, you know, it's not the mainstream approach. But like I said, there are different approaches here in the yeshiva. There are, you know, people who wear tefillin for more parts of the day, and they're following their rebbeim, and that's, you know, wonderful. Well, you have to ask when the minhag stops. Meaning, if people were wearing tefillin all day, and then at a certain point they stopped wearing tefillin totally. The Rishonim speak about the seems like there are many people who didn't wear tefillin at all, which is terrible. And they were just so concerned about Kufnaki that they didn't wear tefillin at all. It's not unclear if that's the reason. It seems like there was also a minhag only to put a mezuzah on the front door, you know, which is like a minhag for non-from people. They have a mezuzah on the front door, which is also anti-halachic minhag. But people in, you know, Krakow had that minhag. The Ramah like has to like scream about it. You know, it seems like it was. So it's a little bit unclear if it was just for concern at the kedusha of the tefillin, or it was a financial issue. It was just very expensive. It was hard to get. Again, I'm not a historian, so I don't know exactly. But the Gra reinstituted this idea of wearing tefillin all day in Volozhin. So they say Rav Kook wore tefillin all day, and apparently Rav Chaim was upset. But Rav Chaim was like the co-Rosh Hashiva with the Nesiv. The Nesiv was Rav Chaim's grandfather-in-law. Rav Chaim married Nesiv's granddaughter. So he wasn't able to argue with the Nesiv. It was his grandfather-in-law. But the Nesiv let Rav Kook wear tefillin all day. So it seems like there's like this ideal, and some people, you know, were against it, and other people were for it. So, you know, it's not such a resolved issue. You know, I was once in the Tachana Merkazit, and I saw like a, you know, 16-year-old guy, like, wearing tefillin, like, you know, with a newspaper. Like, I don't know. It's like, if you wear tefillin all day in a Beis Medrash, it's different if you're wearing tefillin all day. Now, you could argue, no, you really need tefillin more when you're in the street, because that's when there's so many other, yetzaharas out there, so it'll remind you. But I don't know. The idea of guvnaki isn't just a question of letter of gas. It's also a question of your makshavos. It's a question of how focused you are. So, if a person wants to sit all day in a Beis Medrash and learn with tefillin, I can hear it more. Wants to work in a business, in the office, a lawyer, he's going to film all day. Again, I hear the other. In fact, most people who are filming all day are in the Beis Medrash all day. So, you know, but like I said, once in a while we see somebody who's just like, you know, on the street wearing tefillin, and it rubs me the wrong way. But again, everybody has to follow their rebbe. Yeah?
Like, if you were in like an empty Beis Medrash,
I don't think that's our minhag. I think that there's value in that. And now you might say, well, it's a mistaken minhag, and the Grah tried to change it. But a lot of the things the Grah did weren't accepted. Meaning, you know, today there's like a revival of the Grah's minhag. The Grah tried to reinstitute Birkas Kohanim. It doesn't make any sense why you shouldn't have Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz every day. You know, only on Yontif. And the story is, all the different versions, that he tried to institute once he was arrested, and another time there was a fire, and then he like thought sitting in the Shemayim, and he gave up on it. So like, you know, also the film didn't really catch. It just caught on in, like, you know, the last, I don't know, 50 years, you know. I mean, always the Yechidim who did it, but Sainer of Nevensol, I think in his Mishabura, he writes that...
I have this
right here. Yeah, so I think Rav Finkel from the Mir would daven the Yechidus every day in order to be able to daven with tefillin. Mincha, right. Is that what it says over here? Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is, but he... So, again, the Nevensol's very into this. I'm not saying, you know, that... there are different approaches, you know, different approaches. It's interesting, the Nevensol is telling Rishon LeZalman, and Rishon LeZalman didn't do that. So I guess he thought he got this Hanhaga from his father-in-law, you know, from the...
Where did you say that you first started off with, that after by tefillah, once you wear it?
Yeah. Well, by tefillah, you have to have a govnaki. So that is a very logical argument that Nevensol puts forth. He said, listen, the reason you don't wear it, one reason is the kufnaki. So you have to have kufnaki for tefillah. So mincha is have to have kufnaki. If you're letting your cats, you shouldn't have mincha either. So he says, wear it for mincha. There are only two questions. One is, should you wear it for mincha? Another question is, should you wear it
stam
in the middle of the day, you know, you're learning or whatever, or on the street for that matter. So again, Midoraisa, there's no question. It's 100% right. You should always wear tefillah. The question is, well, how do you look at minhagim? These are like issues that are a little hard to pin down because, you know, one person will tell you, what do you mean minhagim? It's anti-halachic. The minhag is osios kehanim. You know, another person say, what do you mean? That's minhag Yisrael. Look at all the Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avi Yosef and, you know, Rav Yashiv, they didn't work tefillin all day, so who are we to work tefillin all day? And everybody says, no, the Vilna Gaon. You know, the Vilna Gaon is, so there are different approaches to how to look at these things. If you ask me, I don't wear tefillin all day, and I don't recommend it. But obviously, other people who have different approaches. Okay. So the Mechaber, so he says that he puts tefillin on the second time. Now, even like let's say our minhag is to wear tefillin at a bris, the Avia Ben. So if you're making a bris, you know, not right after davening, you're making it at 10 o'clock in the morning, so you daven at 7, and now it's 10 o'clock, so you put the tefillin a second time. So you say a bracha. Say a bracha. Yeah.
Unrelated, but what about a bris that is right after davening?
So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about wearing, all everybody should keep their tefillin on because it's an os. There are some people, some places where the minhag is everybody leaves it on, and some places only the father leaves it on. And they're different minhag. I think here in the special people have to leave their tefillin on. No, and when there's a bris. Yeah.
My son's bris was on Rosh
Chodesh. Oh, my son's bris was also on Rosh Chodesh. So there's a question, we're going to see this a little later, maybe hopefully today, and not to wear tefillin by Musaf, that's the minhag. It's really because of the Kedushas Keser, but we don't, Ashkenazim don't say that. But either way, the minhag is not to put on tefillin for Musaf. So the question is, do you put the bat on afterwards, and if you do, should you say a bracha? So there's a machlokas about this issue. Some people say that once you took the tefillin off, and you don't put them back on Rosh Chodesh, it like comes like a yontif or something. And the nigla, the pasuk says you can put them on after. You can put them on after. And the question only becomes: should you say another bracha? Because here, the Mechaber is speaking about a case where you took the tefillin off and you didn't have to put them back on. But if you put the tefillin, take the tefillin off before Rosh Chodesh, and put them back on 20 minutes later, so it's 20 minutes later, it's not real hefsek. So it's just kind of like taking a shower, you take off your tzitzis, and you put them back on, and you don't say a new bracha, that's our minhag, it's less than half an hour, certainly. Even more, some people say, some people 2 or 3 hours, you don't say a new bracha. So if you do put the tefillin back on Musaf, you probably, after Musaf, you shouldn't say a bracha. If it's a couple of hours later, then Lachara, okay.
The
bris that everyone wears, it, or just so the prevalent minhag is the father wears, the father, maybe the sandik, but some have the minhag that if everybody's wearing, they don't take it off yet, they continue wearing it. Don't forget, wearing tefillin is a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah. So for a person to want to extend it, even though we don't put it on stam, but for a person to extend it for a few minutes after davening, it's an extra mitzvah. It's always a good thing to do, Lachara.
Different than halacha,
than you were
saying before.
Yeah, if you're still part of davening, again, it depends. The people who take off their tefillin for halacha seder after davening, maybe we tell you to take it off also here. It's different than halacha, it's very hard to machriya. Once I was in yeshiva, they had a dress code. So one of the kids didn't have the dress code, wasn't following the dress code, so he already has tefillin on. So the Rebbe told him to go, switch his, shirt, whatever he had a shirt with, like, writing on it. He had to go. So there, too, look, you don't say a bracha because you don't, it's not really, he took off his tefillin for 2 minutes to go switch his shirt, put on a button-down shirt, whatever. So you don't say a bracha in that case. It's not like... if you go to the bathroom, that's a big discussion. Going to the bathroom, let's read the Mechaber. What's the Mechaber say? If they fell out of place, you say a new bracha. We don't do this. Chaver said the same thing about talus. If talus falls off, you say a bracha and you put it back on. It's not our minhag is you put the talus back on, you put the tefillin right back in place, without a bracha. The maxer achas mihen yivarech kumash abiniyach tefillin achas. He's even called a date like zero miyad, tzarech levarech. The Chaver says even if you have zas to put it back on right away, you have to say bracha. It's not our minhag is that we don't say bracha. If the kesher kind of got undone, if they can do kesher, if the tefillin shel yad got undone. So you don't say new bracha, even if it was done before the shel rosh. He niach shel rosh, vacha chuta shel yad, mahadik mavarech. Mutzal varech tefillin sheulin velo al shel gezulin. You can borrow tefillin. It's not like tzitzis have to be lachem. You can borrow. You don't need to do a matana al menasa hachzir. Just borrow tefillin, but you can't steal them. We discussed previously that if you see somebody's tefillin, you want to just take them without permission. There's a cause of nichel inish la'avi mitzvah b'moreh, where people assume that they're happy that you take them. It's not so clear if that's true today, because people are very makrid of their tefillin. If you're really stuck, I think the minhag is to rely on it, but you have to put them back in the right place, and you have to, ideally try to wrap them up the same way, in order that that it shouldn't be a shayla, of gezem. If you don't return them to the right place, certainly he wouldn't have given you permission, then it's a shayla of gezem. There's a big discussion in the postgame about going to the bathroom. For instance, go to the bathroom, middle of davening. So if you have to go to the bathroom, gedolim, so you can't do that with tefillin. So then it's pasha that you have to say new bracha. If you just have to urinate, so it sounds odd to us, but strictly speaking, you can urinate with tefillin on. So therefore, now here's the question. We don't urinate stam. We don't. The bathroom is a basic kisei. Now, it's a basic kisei parsi. It's a specially clean basic kisei. None of us are going to go into the basic kisei with tefillin, and we shouldn't. So the question becomes, can I say, well, I'm going to take out my tefillin to urinate, but I don't want to say a new bracha. So some folks will say, yeah, that's what you should do. You shouldn't say a new bracha. And others say, no, what do you mean? You're going into basic kisei, you're going to urinate in a basic kisei to say a bracha. There are different approaches to this. I would think something like bracha sahakel, that don't say a bracha if you just have to urinate. Yeah.
So myself, if you're davening outside and there's no bathroom,
I don't think you should. I think you should take off your tefillin, go to the bathroom, and then put them back on without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
That's what I think you should do. That's partially you don't say a bracha.
But yeah, then you could totally go.
Yeah, but again, we live in a different world. We live in a different world, you know, so it's like a different... Today, I think that it's like not chubadik to urinate in tefillin, even though off you din, you know, saying, I'm not sure if that can, like, change. Can I say, like, today it's a bezayin? Today it's a bezayin. So,
like, back in the day, was it a bezayin?
I think that people are much more free. Like, you know, in Israel, kids, like, you know, just find a tree. It's like a different... it's a different world. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right. I don't know what you're doing outside, but... You never know. You find yourself sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
He said,
Davening. So, nice
when
you say bracha, or we don't?
If you just urinate, it's better not to say bracha. If you had to, you know, have gedolim, then you should say bracha. And again, I made it quickly, but the Mishnah speaks about like it falls out of place. Armin, I guess, even if it falls out of place, regardless if it's before or after you put on shalosh, we don't say a bracha and when it falls out of place. Okay. Fine. Sifir Gimel. Nagu ha'olam shalol achalitz tefillin achar kedushas uval tzion. The minhag is not to take off tefillin right after Shemona Atzeret, but to wait until after uval tzion. If you cause of tzad kabbalah shalol yal hachalitz ad sheyomer v'hem shalosh kedushas v'arba kadeshim. Tainu achar kadesh yosom. Hachi nog ha'medaktikim. So the Rambam says you should wait until you have three kedushos and four kadeshim. There's a question what that means. This is based on Kabbalah. The three kedushos would be yotzer, you know, kadosh kadosh, and shemona asrei kedusha, and aval tzion. The four kadeshim is yishtavach, after shemona asrei, after aval tzion, and after aleinu. The Shmuel Sifkat Menvav points out that there might be a tosofer could say the four kedushos yotzer or aruchu. Of Yotzer Or would be considered a Kedusha. And according to that, you could take the tefillin off before Aleinu. I mean, the question is, you have to take a tefillin off after the Kaddish, after Aleinu, or even before Aleinu, after the Kaddish of Aval Tzion. So, again, like I said before, it's certainly a mitzvah to wear tefillin, a very important mitzvah. So, to stretch it till the end of the davening, I think is a good idea. I mean, you don't have to be the first person to take off tefillin, you know, if you're not rushing, if you're rushing to something else. But if you have a chance, it's better to keep it on for a few more minutes. The Mishmur is pointed out to Vav, they shouldn't take off tefillin during Kaddish because you know you're doing a malacha when you're saying Kaddish and it's not appropriate. There's a shayla l'acharon in what the nature is. This is a question that it's a bizayon, it's like a bizayon to the Kaddish that you know you're doing malacha, or that you want a kavana. Maybe an afkamina, is it only a problem when you're answering or even just listening? I mean, you're the chazan saying kaddish, and you're not taking off during Meshvei Rabba. He's just, you know, has chazanos. So is that a problem during that time when he's saying the kaddish? It seems to be a shayla and achronim, had to learn this halacha. Many people are not makbir about this. And certainly your yotze, answering kaddish, even if you're doing malacha, but it seems like it's not the appropriate thing to do.
What does Meshvei Rabba mean by amin?
That's a higher level of Kedusha. Pardon?
Amin the Asian Rabbi is a greater level than saying Kedusha?
Kedusha of Kadosh Kadosh.
Kedusha.
So we try not to do Malacha. This is the general Malacha. We try not to do Malacha when we do say Bracha. So we say, and the Gemara speaks about it in the context of Kriyashma and Shvanasri. But we try to expand it to all Brachas. Yeah, so I don't know if it's right to change the tefillin to a Rebbeinu Tam during Chazaras Hashatz. Some folks can say, if you wear it to a Rebbeinu Tam, don't wear it. Some folks can say, don't wear it during davening at all. Wear it only after davening. You don't want to limit your kiyum of Rashi, which is the Ikra Mitzvah. Many people have the minhag to change it in the middle of davening, but they say, they wonder, is it appropriate to change it, you know, during Kaddish or during, even during Chazaras Hashatz? Some are against it. It's the minhag of all of us to do it. Many people change to wear it.
Right. There's another
Tazir
to ring
at the end.
Chris Torah.
Monday, Thursday, Chris Torah. Monday, Thursday, after Valentine's.
Avodah
Tzion. Avodah Tzion. Okay.
Last question, what about somebody who wears tefillin all morning?
Right, you take it off jerk, right?
The tzibah doesn't wait.
But the minig is to do that. I mean. Look, the Mechaber Paskins is in Kuf Pei Gimel, Yud Aleph, that if you're rushing, so then you can say a bracha when you're walking. So it could be if you're rushing, people are often rushing today. So if you're rushing, maybe that's the limit source why people push, they wrap their tefillin during Kaddish, because they're rushing, and you know, I don't know. It's not such a limit source. I don't know. It seems like there's a general question. Like you're driving. So should you stop your car to say, you know, tefillas derech? Can you bench while you're driving? You know, it's not so pashut. It's better not to if you can. It's better to have somebody else drive. Then, you know. Okay, so again, it's better to avoid wrapping your tefillin and your talis during Kaddish. If you're really rushing, so then it's okay. Now, this idea of wearing the tefillin until, you know, the end of this Kaddish, either after Avodah Tzion or after Aleinu, is only in Hilchos Tefillah. So if somebody else needs to borrow tefillin, you can give them to him, you know, after Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to be machmir. It's like it's a chumrah. It's a hanagah Hilchos Tefillah, let's say. But in a b'dyavad situation when you know, somebody else doesn't have tefillin, you can take them off right after Shmoneh Esrei and give them to him.
Is that a proper thing to do?
I think it is a proper thing to do. It's after Chumachos, Mitzvah Torah, Min HaTorah. If he needs tefillin, so if he doesn't care, he's going to catch the next minion. That's fine. If there's only one minion, he wants to, you know.
Better to tell him. Meaning if he doesn't mind waiting until after Davin to when it's
fine. If he really doesn't mind, he's learning Daf Yomi in the meantime, so let him wait. But most people are rushing. You know, I mentioned before that on days that the Rosh Chodesh, we say Musaf, so there's a when it expired, to say the Kedusha of Keser. So by saying Keser, we don't want to wear our Keser, our tefillin, that's why the minhag gets to take it off. Even Ashkenazim, who don't follow that minhag of Sfaradim and Sfarad, they also have this minhag of taking off the tefillin.
Why is that?
I'm not really sure why. If you look over here in the Mechaber, in the Ramah, in Tifkut Gimel, V'yesh v'shakas of, excuse me, you can think it was at the end, I didn't read it. V'yom shirish v'sever Torah no'agin shalom l'chaltzam ad shiachsir v'sever Torah v'yenhigu v'yenhigu v'heichaltzion. V'haynu makom shemachis v'sever Torah l'achav v'lachav the Mishabura writes in Sukkot of Samach Beis that if you know it's not a problem. But he says, Shamati al kol ador echad shlo hayal cholzim musaf. But if he says, if you daven with a tzibur, don't change from the minhag tzibur. I think, as far as I know, all the tziburim that we daven in take the tefillin off before Musaf, even if we don't say Kiddushas Keser. Okay. Fine. Questions, comments? Sifkatan Chavav. This is Sif Chavav. Im ein lo el tefil achas miniach usa sheish lo mufarach leh. There are two separate mitzvahs, tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal rosh. If you have one and the other, you say a bracha. Likewise, if you don't have an arm, you can say, you can put on, you know, tefillin shal rosh.
Is one
set one
tefillin, it's called
tefillin?
Yeah. That's cool.
Shekor ha-mitzvah v'yatsi. V'u ha-din im yesh lo shteim. V'yesh lo shum onesh, eni yochol, eni yochol, eni yochol, if you, whatever, you have a bandage or something, some reason you can't put a tefillin shal yad on, you put the tefillin shal rosh, there's two separate mitzvahs. Beis im eno miniach ela al rosh levad mevarach ala al mitzvahs tefillin levad. So according to the Mechaber, if you only put on shal rosh, you say al mitzvahs. Says the Ramal, the God, the Hagin, the Varach, the Chol Yom, Shtei Brachas, Bavarach, Shal Rosh, Levad, Shtei Brachas, Yiminiach, Shead Levad, Bavarach, Laniach. So the Ramal says, for us, if you only put on Shal Yad, you say Laniach, and only Laniach. If you put on only Shal Rosh, you say Laniach and our mitzvahs, because we hold, you know, like those who shown him, Ben Tam, and those who shown him hold, there's a special bracha for the mitzvah of Shal Rosh, in addition to the Haniach, which is on both. Which is on both. Okay. I mentioned before that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and I never saw the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, so I saw a Psak of Shlomo Zalman, which I thought was a little bit surprising. He says a person found out his tefillin were pasul. Sometimes tefillin become pasul. Let's say he found that there's like an extra word or a word missing in the parasha, so they're always pasul. So God realized he didn't wear tefillin for 20 years. He got his mitzvah tefillin, and then he. So what does he do? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, apparently, that he should wear tefillin for longer, you know, if every day were for half an hour, wake up for all those times. Which, you know, again, to me, it's a little bit surprising because when are you going to wear it? It's not during davening, so that might be maybe why Rav Nevenzahl was more willing to, you know, go with that. I would have said that's a chiddush. You know, hechatesi, you missed it. You missed it.
Is the same one that we said actually yachter that many times? You said like somebody converted.
There is a question of tashlumin in general. When you know what. We don't hold that way. I mean, there's a day in Rishonim that if you didn't daven, you know, for a few years, you can do tashlumin. We hold only the previous davening.
Yeah.
Now, mincha, you can daven twice. We don't hold you can do tashlumin for, you know, your baal tshuva. So you didn't daven for 20 years. So you'll daven, you know, there's such a day in the Rishonim. By Asher Yatzar, you know, I think, same thing. But we don't hold that way. Anyways, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Fine, let's move on to Siman. We'll begin Siman Chaf Ches. Chaf Zayin. Welcome to the Chazon Shal Yad Bezroa Shal Smol Bevasar Tefuach Shebeetzem Shebein Hako Vado Ubeis Hashachi. So, if you look here on my arm, you have over here the upper arm, and you have over the lower arm. The tefillin have to be on the upper arm, on the muscle. Now, do you mind? Okay. So, things like this. The tefillin have to all be, there's a machlokas, we'll see soon, if the whole arm or only the second bottom half of the upper arm. But we hold it's the bottom half of the upper arm. Now, the problem is that the very bottom is where there's no muscle. Right? The muscle ends here. And if you look at my muscle for a second, the muscle, you know, expands and contracts. You have a muscle. The muscle expands and contracts. So the question is, where does it have to be? If I contract my arm like this, the muscle is only maybe 3 inches long. So it has to be the second half, it's, you know, a very, very small amount. So we assume that you can extend your arm, make a muscle, and this is where I run my tefillin. From over here, the middle, till, let's say, an inch away from the elbow, where the muscle begins. I mean, the first
over
inch.
That, it's from where?
It's from the middle.
Yeah,
till
the...
But not all the way to the bottom. It has to be till... It can't be where there's no muscle. So this issue is especially poignant when it comes to bar mitzvah boys who are often very, you know, small. So if they have like very big, you know, chabad tefillin and a very small arm, so it's going to be very hard to get it in that place. So what the eighth to do, so the gra holds, you can have it the whole arm. The whole arm, even the upper arm is okay. So if you need to, you'll put your tefillin over here. Put it down here, it's too low. You're not going to get it all. If it's below the...
So where is the right place? Is it always better to be higher or lower?
It's always better to be a little higher, because if it's too low, you're certainly not yotze. Too low means when it's no longer on the muscle at all. Now, like I said, it's a little hard to know where the muscle is, because the muscle is always moving. As you contract your arm, the muscle... So we assume, I think, that the muscle, even in the most extended spot, when you extend your arm, you make a muscle, that also counts as part of the muscle. So till here. But let's say it's 2 or 3 fingers from the crease of your arm. Right, that's also an issue. We're going to get to that soon. But this is just in terms of where on source. So let's just read the Bechaber again. Makom ha'nachasin shal yad bezroash small. It's on your left hand, yad cha. Right, we'll see, obviously, lefties put it on the right hand, as we know. But on your left hand, v'basar tafuach, the basar that is, you know, expanded, shebe'etzem, shebein ha'kodvo, u'beit ha'shechi, from your elbow till your armpit. V'yad ha'tfilim ha'at l'tzad ha'guf, you put it a little bit towards your body, You connected libo. When you straighten you make your arm like this, it goes towards your heart. Now there actually was a sofer in Brooklyn who thought he was going to have a zleidus chomer. What was he going to do? It doesn't have to be square. Square means this way. It could be rectangular. So he decided he was going to make tefillin that are very very narrow, perfectly square, but very tall. Because if they're very, very small, it's hard to write nice parashas. So you want the tefillin to be small and tall. And he started advertising this. And this is like a new chumrah. And it didn't really go. Because he wanted it to be l'kuli alma. I mentioned before, there's a question where exactly the muscle is. We assume the halacha that if the muscle is extended, that's also part of the muscle. But if you make the muscle like this, so your tefillin is like 1 inch. 1 inch by 1 inch. That's all you have. So,
is that the pshat with the really small tefillin?
Part of the reason they have small tefillin is because the Sfarim likes having both the time and Rashi at the same time.
Right.
And the Grah thou held, you should make small tefillin because you want to be able to wear all day. So if it's smaller, people will notice it, it'll be a little more easy to pull it off or put it on.
I thought it was because you have to have them in between your eyes and it's hard to. And sometimes if you have the biggest tefillin, it's not going to be Bnei Nefas. So then,
I'm not familiar with that.
Right. It's harder with smaller tefillin to get a bane nachla. Like, when you have a big tefillin, it's like, you can't miss. Like, most of the tefillin is probably going to be.
I don't think it has to be mamish bane nachla. I think as long as it's in the front, it's okay.
If you had a small box, you could be over here.
Right.
And like, no, for sure, but like, you have a.
I don't know.
You're not going to miss if your whole thing is here.
I don't know. Anyway, the mice, it didn't really go. People get normal. If you have a mitzvah boy who has a small arm, so it's better to have it too high. And then at least according to the Grah, as you say. And then when it grows up, it'll be a little lower. The Rama writes, V'tzarek l'aniach v'rosh ha'etzem samoch l'kodvol, aval lo v'chetzi ha'etzem shesamoch l'shachi, not too high. That's what the Grah argues. She'en lo yad gidim, she'en lo yad, if a person doesn't have an arm, rak zroa yaniach below bracha. So that's a question. What does it mean he only has his zroah? It could mean that he doesn't have an arm, and it's obvious. It seems like even if he has an upper arm, he doesn't have a lower arm, he shouldn't say a bracha. That's the machlokas in the Rishonim, that's what the Gemara means. Ein lo zroah patur min tefillin. What does that mean? It means he doesn't have an arm at all, then it's pashut. Or maybe it means if you don't have a lower arm. So we say you should put it on, but put it on without a bracha. If you know your arm, Rechman Son, was cut off by the elbow, put on tefillin, put it on without a bracha, to be choshesh, for Zarua holds that that's called nikta yado, and your pater. Second. If a person loses their left arm, so the pashas is they're pater, they don't have an arm. There is a discussion if they should put it on their right arm. Why?
That
maybe it's like they became a lefty. They became a lefty because they're
became
a righty.
Bernetti's playing on the left hand. How'd you become a lefty if you lose your left hand?
Meaning?
Because we put it on our opposite hand.
What's
he doesn't have an opposite hand now.
There is a day, I'm not sure about the Sfarah, maybe it's the wrong Sfarah. There is a day that if you lose your left arm, you should put it on your right arm. And the Mishmur says you should put it on without a bracha. What's the Sfarah for? I don't remember what the Sfarah is. It's not that you became a.
Right, because you can't be a lefty because you don't have a left
anymore.
Anyway, Lemay
said that's what the Mishmur says. I don't think people do that. I know somebody who doesn't have a right arm, he only wears a shalrosh. But the Mishmur sounds like you should put it on without a bracha. If you lost your right arm, so you slip it on your left arm. Slip it on your left arm. And there's a question. A woman could do it. It's obviously easier, for his wife to help him. If he's at home. There's a question. If a woman's not chayiv and kshira, so maybe she shouldn't do it. Or can a non-Jewish aid help? Rishu is cut in Zion 7, it discusses this issue. I think the minhag is to be mekel. It's also a big discussion if a person, you know, was paralyzed. So if his left hand is paralyzed, so if there's still like a blood flow, it's still his hand, so then, you know, l'chora, you should put it on the left hand. But if it's really, you know, more than paralyzed, it's like kind of like, you know, I don't know what they would call it, the equivalent, it's kind of like drying up and it's not really functioning at all. Some say it's like you don't have a left hand, and then right to the question of putting on your right hand, it arises. But I only know one person who doesn't have a right hand, he doesn't put on his left hand. He doesn't put on his right arm, but again, I'm not sure why. Mishmur is not like that, so I don't really know what the minhag is. I'm not really sure. We shouldn't know from such things. Let's quickly get if Beizin. A minhag anochan she yeh yud shall kesher tefillin shall yad letzad alev at tefila alav letzad chutz. So if you look here on this tefillin, you have the yud is here with a gid, and this is all pi Kabbalah to have the yud touching. There's a chin on the shalrosh. There's a dalet in the back of the shalrosh, and there's the yud. This is the yud, and it's supposed to touch the actual. But that's why if you look at these boxes. It's touching.
Mine always falls off.
The box is cut. Why is the box cut? They cut it on purpose, so to have room, they should touch. See, it's touching?
Is that what this...
What's the gid? What did you say was a gid?
Now, this is a gid.
What is it?
To keep it together.
To keep it together. If you didn't have it...
One of these.
So there's different, some sofrim do a special kshira, and they like to tie it in such a way that it's always being stuck. This is very common. People do a gid like this. The folks say don't do the gid under because then it would be like Shadab Hefsek, but do it through.
Right.
That's what many people do.
Or if you don't have that,
you should give up.
So let's discuss this. Aminag, thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. Aminag, anachan, shi'ya, yud, shall kesh tefillin, shall yad, tzal lev, tefillin, love, tzachutz, v'yesh, lizar, shall tozuz, yud, shall kesh me tefillin. Now, the need for a yud is lachal moshu sinai. The idea of the yud, just one second.
Yes,
if you're borrowing an Ashkenazi, so you're
Ashkenazi.
You're right, right?
Yeah.
So if you're borrowing, if you're lefty and you borrow this tefillin, so if you'd wear them on this arm, the yud would not be.
What
if you're strapped? Regardless how you wrap them, the yud is inside. So they say if you're borrowing a lefty's tefillin or vice versa, you put it backwards like this. There's no need that the kesher has to be the top, closer to your armpit. It'd be closer to your hand. So you would put the tefillin this way. You just make sure it doesn't keep on falling off.
Right.
If you have like a sleeve or something. It's easier because you want to have the yud closer to your heart. That's the idea, thinking of Alfi Kabam. Now, not in the Akev, but it's a recommendation. The Mishnah Berurah says you should try to leave it there, not only when you're wearing it, even when it's in the case, you should leave the yud on the bais, and that's why people are kosher with a gid. But like I said, it's on the akib, so if a person for a reason doesn't have it, if you don't have a gid, you can also take like a rubber band and put it on the outside. Yeah, you can put on the rubber band on the outside. Yeah. It shouldn't be under the tefillin. It shouldn't be a chatzitza between your basar and the. Yeah, I think so.